You're with SBS Radio.
An Indigenous delegation has been visiting Manchester Museum in Northern England to collect sacred ceremonial artefacts that were taken to Britain early in the 20th century. Mungu Badajadiyana, a Gungalida man and spokesman for the Gungalida Gadawa Native Title Aboriginal Corporation, says he experienced deep emotions when he first saw the objects being packaged up for transferal to Australia.
Yeah, it was very powerful and an emotional moment for us and for our mobs. I believe the repatriation of sacred cultural heritage materials is an important and necessary step in terms of healing and reconciliation between our mob and within our communities, and also between our mob and the state colonial governments as well.
Gadawa man Uncle Donald Bob agrees it stirred deep emotions within him.
Sort of really heartbroken at first when you see an item that comes from way across on the other side of the world coming to a very big place like this and being viewed daily in universities.
Stephen Welsh is the curator of Living Cultures at Manchester Museum and says the collection of the artefacts was a product of empire. He says everyone from Manchester Museum was passionate about making this happen, bringing a better understanding.
It's part of the work that we do about trying to be as inclusive as we possibly can be and caring. And not only caring for collections, where are they best placed, where do they belong, but caring for people as well. And so having those conversations back and forth about the history of the objects, looking into the archives, doing the community engagement from your side was fascinating, but always with at the forefront of our mind, that issue of belonging, where do they belong, and finding a way, working together to be able to make that happen.
The return of the objects marks the 250th anniversary of Captain Cook's first voyage to Australia and the Pacific in 1770. Craig Ritchie is the CEO of the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies, which has been researching where items of Aboriginal cultural heritage existed in overseas institutions, and then working with traditional owners and local communities about what they wanted to happen to those items. He says the Manchester repatriation is an idea whose time has come.
For the last 250 years, beginning, in fact, on the 29th of April, 1770, items of our material culture were taken, in that case, by men off the Endeavour, Captain Cook's ship. So our material, our cultural heritage has been taken offshore for 250 years. And so at about the time where that anniversary is, it will come up in Australia, we've got a process that's begun where a significant number of those items, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural material, is coming back home. So that's really important for that reason.
He says these items are coming back unconditionally to the traditional owners and will often be used for the very purpose that they were created in the first place, rather than sitting in a glass case in a museum. Mungu Badajadiyana says how they'll be used.
These items will return back to country and be accepted by the community and by our peoples on the week of the 16th of December in a ceremony that will take place that will just... It's a welcoming home, welcoming back to country ceremony, an important step in this process, and something we're very much looking forward to. The items will continue to be used as they were before they were taken from us, and as they are still used to this day in other areas of our life, for ceremony and for other important sacred practices within our culture and within our community.
IANSIS has spoken to more than 43 British museums holding such artefacts, including the British Museum and the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. It's identified at least 32,000 sacred Indigenous Australian objects, many of which are not on display but gathering dust in storage. Craig Ritchie says the return of these objects marks a growing acknowledgement of Australia's Indigenous history, stretching back tens of thousands of years.
The value of our culture and our heritage and our stories and our traditions is finally starting to be recognised, because there's been no sense from any of the institutions that we've dealt with to date that this is sort of about a curiosity or isn't this quaint, we'll give back these material to Aboriginal people. Nothing about that at all. It's a very serious engagement, not just with the question of the artefacts or the objects, but our knowledges that are in those objects and around those objects.
Uncle Donald Bob says it's an important moment for the Gungalida people.
Like, you always think back to where it came from, and, you know, far away home, Burketown, that's a long way, and you know, for the Gungalitta people, it's been an important thing for them to return their items, artefacts.
Manchester Museum is the first UK institution and only the second in the world to return sacred artefacts to the IATSIS project. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.